This is the Valley Outdoors, and glad to have you guys with us. We've got Don. He's here.
I'm here.
He's back from the Great White North. Ava's here.
I'm here.
And I am here. I'm Eric. And we are the Valley Outdoors, and glad to have you guys with us. We got a lot of fun stuff today. We have no guests. We're just going to be chatting, and we've got some pretty cool stories. Don, you went to Canada. We're going to talk a little about that later on in the show. And talk a little bit about some commentary from a former person involved with the DNR about, are we going the right direction with the DNR? So rather thought-provoking. So that will be coming up as well. So stay tuned. I think we got a great show coming up. Hang tight. More Valley Outdoors. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Good day, everybody. Good to see everybody here.
It's good to be here.
Yeah. Appreciate that. And Ava?
It's always good to be here.
Yeah, it always is. It is a good thing. You know, it was funny this last week. We have a weekly fishing league deal. We go out, and, you know, the river's been tough. I will tell you that. And we had an event that went out of Treasure Island as well last Sunday, and it was a prize drawing thing that people won, and it was through PepsiCo and Mountain Dew. And so we had 14 boats go out, and these are the top guys that I bring in to help have a tournament format. Tournament, basically it's a tournament, and these guests fish with these guys, and they fish together as a team. And boy, I tell you what, it was a little difficult, even for the top guys.
Well, you know, it has been that way. You know, a good share of the summer, even they had the head-to-head tournament there not that far back, and they struggled. Trying to find fish right now.
Mightily struggling.
You have to take into consideration that the river is down so much. I was talking to a couple of guys about the Minnesota River, and they have never seen it where it's literally, other than pools, bone dry.
Yeah.
Walk across it, kick the sand, but there are pools, you know, and their concern is if the fish get locked up in those pools, how long are they going to be able to survive because they're going to run out of oxygen.
Yeah. Well, I know the river itself, between the heat and the low current, was difficult. We tried doing some catfish yesterday, just kick back and see what we could do there. And boy, it was extremely difficult. But one of the things that this is kind of my direction I'm going with the tip this week, the panfish went. And then the guys caught tons of panfish. It was great.
Uh-huh.
And some pretty good size ones, too. So, you know, the crappies and sunfish are definitely still on the bite. You just have to find the downfall, you know, the tree falls and snags and that kind of thing. And with the current the way it is, it makes it a little easier to fish those in a river scenario. But again, lakes, same thing. Just look for those spots that are going to traditionally hold some fish and kind of, you know, look and see what the deal is there. They're also going to be, some of the panfish have actually pulled off. They're a little bit more so deep, and using your electronics to find those as well. But boy, they can make a trip fantastic. If you're going out and trying for walleye and you say, forget it, let's just go for panfish, they can certainly make that trip much better. So,
well, I'll fill you in how my Canada later on.
Okay. We'll take that.
Yes.
That sounds like a plan to me. But, yeah, don't be afraid. Bring extra. Bring a bobber and bring some hooks. That's what the guys, even the top guides did that. And they balanced out their day, and it was a multi-species event and did pretty doggone well by doing so. And you can catch some other fish, too, with that. Some bass will hit them as well. So,
sure.
Yeah, that definitely works. Jumping into one of the odd things that we're looking at, world record carp caught by a bow fisher. How about that, Don?
Yeah, I mean, that's it's be easy to see if he's in shallow water.
Yeah.
If he's that big. How big was he?
Well, we'll just get it to you. Fisherman Missouri not only set a new state record, qualified for a new world record after getting this massive carp. It wasn't caught on a rod and reel. Obviously, it was arrowed. He was bow fishing in Lake Perry and shot a 125-pound, 5-ounce carp.
Holy moly.
125 pounds, 5 ounces.
I didn't
ounces.
Know they could get that big.
Yeah.
That's a lot of carp.
He was out with his buddy in early morning, and they both shot what they thought was a 30-pound grass carp. My buddy, his arrow pulled out, but his went right through and stayed. We just couldn't believe it, what type of fish it was. We'd never seen one that size. It was a straight-up monster, they said. It had a 5-gallon bucket, could easily fit in its mouth. If my buddy wasn't with me, there's no way I would have been able to pull it out of the water. The certified scale and is the 8th record-breaking fish for the state this year in Missouri. Not only set a new Missouri state record, but on under alternative methods, also qualifies as a new world record. And he said he wants to set the goal. The guys wants to set a goal of breaking the record every time he goes out, but he never thought he would have been breaking a record with that particular fish. And what it really is, when the DNR looked at it, the fishery specialist said they estimated it to be 10 years old, and it is a big head carp. So it is an invasive carp from Asia, and this particular fish is an example of how well the invasive species can thrive if given the opportunity. And obviously, they encourage people to harvest all those fish. And boy, I tell you what,
That's a big carp. I mean, it would be difficult just to get that in the boat if that was your intent. I'd have probably tied a rope around it and drug it in.
Well, that's like the sturgeon I had the other day out on the river.
Right.
I mean, it was over 60 inches.
Right.
How am I going to get that thing in?
Right. You don't.
You know, I looked at my buddy Sean, and I said, what are we going to do if we got the musky net? Even the musky net,
dwarf that.
Yeah.
I mean, so, they're not made for that kind of weight.
No, and that's exactly right. So, speaking of weight, gentlemen, we had on last week, Mr. Larry Nixon. He is sitting in fourth place down in La Crosse at the championships for MLF. So, kind of exciting. I was trying to get down to this week, but I had a schedule change with work, so I had to hang tight on that. But hopefully I can sneak down there maybe. I forget what day it's over, but yeah. It's supposed to
be.
I think I'm trying to make it later
it?
Today. Mm-hmm. I'd like to get down there and see if I can't chase down Larry and see how things are going with that. But
that's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Hope the bass fishing is going better for him down there.
I hope. So too. It's been difficult. Even up here, it's been difficult in a lot of the spots that I normally go to. I'll do a milk run and, you know, pop in a couple, 3-4 spots and. You know, you can get some fish on some wing dams, but boy, I tell you what, it's few and far between,
right.
Which makes it extremely difficult. And but you know what? It's fishing. It still was a nice night this last week out there in the river, and just get out and enjoy. You know, it should be cooling off this weekend, and it should be kind of fun. So hang tight, everybody. We're going to be back. We'll talk a little bit more Valley Outdoors. We're going to talk about Don's trip to Canada. Yes, that's right. He went to Canada. And ventured in, and he got back out. So hang tight. Let's get a story from Don. More Valley Outdoors right after this.